Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You are literally taking more risk right now not owning Bitcoin than having it.
Oh my God.
Like not having it is screwing you more than having,
it. That's an insane statement.
Yeah.
Just to see that building overrun, it's deeply symbolic. And obviously we've seen other stuff like that this year with the BLM protests, and we've seen buildings burning. But to see the capital of the United States overrun is a very moving sight and a very disturbing sight. And I think it's indicative of how serious this has gotten in the country. And I think there was a lot of time this year where people were like, oh, this is sentiment.
Right.
This is no longer sentiment. Not to make fun or even discount how serious this is, the shit stains of this country have taken our Capitol building. These are the inbred redneck fucks of America. And I'm not talking about the right as a whole, a tiny percentage of the fringe right.
Right.
Similar to the tiny percentage of the fringe left that destroyed buildings during the BLM protests.
Right.
This is fucked. This is fucked and is disturbing. And I got off the phone with my brother-in-law just now, who has been deployed multiple times to defend this country, and he is almost in tears over this.
Right.
It's disgusting. And now what we've also seen is Trump has taken aim at Mike Pence. So the Pence-Trump relationship era has come to an end. It looks like Pence is ordering these people to stand down and to leave the Capitol building and to act responsibly. Trump will not make the same tweet.
And this all started because they tried to.
So what's happening right now is today was, I believe, the day that the Electoral College votes were being counted, and it was not. The Georgia runoff happened last night. But long story short, this is all happening during the time of this final decision making around who will be the next president of the United States. Obviously, we know that the elected president is going to be Biden. Trump has repeatedly claimed fraudulent election, what is now being looked at as a conspiracy theory. Was the election perfect? Absolutely not. Was there problems with voting machines? Maybe. But the Supreme Court has said there's not enough here. The state courts have said there's not enough here, and that there is a president elect. Now what you're seeing is Trump's continued fiery rhetoric compelling these people to storm our fucking federal buildings, a crime which he tweeted a couple months ago would be punishable by 10 years in prison when it was done to statues.
I remember that. Yeah.
And so now, you know, the question will he have that same fiery rhetoric towards the people who have now stormed, assaulted police officers? I want to make it clear, I condemned any kind of violence at BLM timing too. If you broke into buildings, if you assaulted cops during the BLM protests, you're a piece of fucking shit. You are a piece of shit. I'm sorry. And if you're doing it today, you're a piece of shit. And so a lot of good people are condemning this completely, but it's a scary time. And
2021, not off to the best start. Oh, fuck, you know, to put it lightly, fuck.
I mean, yeah.
You know, we didn't want to start on such a heavy note. Andre, we apologize. And by the way, welcome to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. I got an intro for you. I'll read it here shortly.
Thanks,
but it is tough when the world around you is
falling apart.
This particular moment, quite literally falling, right? Yeah. It's so we wanted to address it, and it is sad. I am so optimistic for the day where we can get past this nonsense and America once again becomes united.
It's just honestly, and I know there's two sides, and I know that me even talking about it will piss people off, but like, It's just, it, regardless of what side you're on right now, this is just embarrassing for us. The world is watching and laughing and looking at a very weakened America. We are weaker than we've ever been before since maybe the Civil War. Everyone is mad. Everyone is divided. And it's just a really disgusting time. And honestly, like, if your only hope is not that we start to remedy this divide, then you are un-American. You are not a real American. The only thing I want deep in my core is for this to stop, for this embarrassing era of American history to come to an end and for us to start to heal as a country. And if that is not your only, you know, hope here, then we've got a bigger issue than it seems.
Well said.
Yeah. All right. Well, okay. Let's hit the reset button.
Kanye West, fuck Jeffree Star.
No, I don't think so.
Kanye West. It's not true.
How do you know, Dylan?
I'm a very specific gossip.
Dylan, how the fuck would you know whether or not Jeffree Star
was there.
Sucked off Kanye West?
It didn't happen, and not Virgil Abloh either. Apparently, that's rumor too.
So he's just making up whose dick he's sucking?
Apparently, that was just a rumor that him and Virgil.
He always has a lot of off white shit. Why are you guys in uniform?
That's what I was wanting to know. Was this planned?
How can we see this?
Why are you guys both wearing bright yellow Tyson Ranch t-shirts?
Mike Tyson podcast is the best podcast.
Oh, okay, so okay.
To, keep the energy high.
Okay, I got you. All right, well, we're gonna try to. Wow, I can almost guarantee that was the worst camera movement anyone has ever seen. Shout out, Mike. Okay, so we're gonna try to one up the Tyson podcast today. Guys, with over a million subscribers on YouTube, our guest today is committed to the magic of finance and helping you on your financial journey. He was also the lead cardistry expert on Now You See Me Too. It's Andre Jick.
How you guys doing? Thanks for
What's
having
up,
me.
Brother?
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you. Your microphone looks abnormally high.
It does. Let me lower it.
You could even just tilt it down the top, and then it will, yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
So look, dude, we're called Impulsive for a reason. Kind of scatterbrained. A little ADHD all over the place. But we brought you in. You flew in today from Vegas.
Yeah.
Right? To come on this podcast?
Just landed, yeah.
Okay. And you came right to this
That's
house.
That's right, yeah.
Amazing, bro. Amazing.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for wasting your time and coming.
And it's so, we should preface, dude, it spawned out of our last episode and just the current happenings of this past week, which has been a further Bitcoin and crypto boom spurred by this institutional buying that's happened over the past, you know, few weeks or month or whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
And we were on this rampage. We're like, dude, we got to find somebody to talk to. And here you are.
Yeah. A lot of people recommended you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Our comments. Wow.
Yeah. You had a lot of supporters.
How wrong they were.
So let's talk.
I mean, you got the shirt, bro. You got the shirt.
Why you downplay yourself? Like you're
I mean, it's just a shirt.
it says Bitcoin on it. Premium playing cards.
That's right.
Okay. All right. But you came into the house and you're like, you know, I don't know why I'm here.
Yeah, I don't know why you brought me up.
I'm not
an expert.
Yes, you are.
All right, I'm an expert.
You are. You are an expert.
I told him you might have said the classic, I'm not an expert, like don't rely on me for fiscal responsibility.
Yeah,
is that
yeah.
why you say it?
A little
or not?
Bit of that.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Why are you not an expert? Like, what is your, where does this come from? Were you into finance before crypto?
Yeah. Okay. So I came when I was 9 years old to America from Russia, and my parents were Cirque du Soleil acrobats. So they're performers.
And you followed in their footsteps.
Yeah, I was a circus kid. But every performer sucks at money. Like they make good money, but they don't know how to manage it.
Right.
So my whole life I was growing up and I was like, what do I do with money? Like I don't want to be like my parents. Because when they came here, they didn't know what credit cards were. Huh. They didn't know what investing accounts were. So I was like, I don't want to be like them. So I started to learn magic. Because my dad showed me a magic trick. And
that was so like left field. Like, I don't want to be like them.
I started to learn magic.
I got into magic.
Yeah.
Seems like you went straight to that direction, man.
Basically,
are you the opening act now?
Not talented like my parents were, and I wasn't. So, yeah. And eventually, I got the role for Now You See Me, where I taught the cast for 2 weeks in London. That was super cool.
Are you responsible for that one scene?
The white lab scene? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, where they hide the card behind their hand.
So John Chu, the director, and I, we kind of worked on that for a couple months. And yeah, it took 2 weeks to shoot.
That one scene took 2 weeks?
2 weeks to shoot it, yeah.
Wow. That scene has been watched so many times.
Yeah, that scene is insane.
It's also, you recreating it is your most viewed video on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
It 25 was. Million views. 25 I won't million. Play it here, but that's crazy. But why did that scene take 2 weeks to shoot?
I'm because curious. We taught the actors how to do everything in that scene for real.
Oh.
Like we literally taught them step by step how to throw cards, how to palm it, how to do everything.
Okay, very cool. And so you are an expert, right? We can do it later, but I want to have you throw a card at a. Can you cut a banana in half?
It theoretically, but I haven't done it in so long. I mean, I could try.
But you're like sleight of hand.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Yeah,
so
we'll show you some stuff.
Man of many talents.
Yeah. And for some reason, I'm like slightly not surprised that the Bitcoin expert is also a closet magician.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm like? And so that's what I want to try to combat today is this idea that Bitcoin is fugazi.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you see it.
Yeah.
17,000,
35,000. Yeah.
But also it's not backed by anything except right. for mined data.
Yeah,
like,
man.
What the fuck is Bitcoin?
What the fuck is Bitcoin,
what is it,
Andre?
For the people who don't know. Like,
what is Bitcoin?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
If you figure it out, let me know. No, but okay, so... Man, where do I start? So in 1964, there was this physicist. He's a Russian physicist named Nikolai, I forget.
Was everyone Kardashian there?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, and Vladimir.
And Vladimir.
Yeah. Vladimir, yeah. Which is literally my middle name.
Right.
Yeah, so Nikolai Kardashian, right? So he created...
Kardashian?
Kardashian.
Oh my God, I thought he said Kardashian. I go, that's
how they get the money.
Yeah. Kardashev.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So he created three types of classifications to try to... Like, if we look for alien races out there on the planets, how do we find them, right? And we would find them by trying to find their energy output, right? So the more advanced they are, the more energy they use. Mm-hmm. And so he created three types of different civilizations. There's type 1, type 2, and type 3. So type 1 is called a planetary civilization, which is more of an interplanetary civilization that focuses on getting its energy from the sun, from its planet. They control the weather, earthquakes, volcanoes. They can stop anything they want. That's a type one. Mm. There's a type two, which is it's not a galactic one. It's a interstellar. It's a stellar planetary civilization. And so what that is, it's they use just the. Have you heard of the Dyson Sphere?
No, is that
it's
a vacuum
cleaner?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the vacuum.
That's so good.
Dyson. I hate both of you guys.
Because
so
our brains.
Have you heard of it?
No, I didn't. But I did hear the vacuum. So that's why I'm actually kind of upset.
So good.
Because the only thing I related to right now was the fucking vacuum.
Dyson sphere.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like these metal things that float around the Earth,
okay.
Or the sun,
okay.
Where it tries to mine the energy from the sun, right? And so once a civilization reaches type two, it goes immortal, and so it can't be killed because they go to other planets.
Okay.
So that species can't really be wiped out. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure.
But they go to other planets.
Sure, it's hard to fully grasp what you're saying. This Dyson Sphere is a hypothetical megastructure that completely encompasses a star and captures a large percentage of its power output. Okay, so what could type 3 possibly
be? Yeah, that's
all
I can think about right now.
Right.
Herpes.
So. Yeah, it's herpes.
It's actually immortal on your cock. You just fucking...
Stays with you.
Yeah. I'm excited.
I'm itching to know, man. Tell me.
So type 3 is Star Wars, right?
Oh.
Where they're galactic. They could travel to different galaxies.
Holy shit.
So that is type
okay,
three.
So which one are we? What's Bitcoin, man?
So we
how do I pay at Walmart with this? Like they're like, sir, your total's $36.72.
You don't understand.
For your Dyson vacuum cleaner. How would you like to pay? I'm like, I'm from the Dyson sphere. Can I pay? Like,
you don't understand. What? I'm type three.
Hey, you guys brought an expert about Bitcoin.
No, and also no. Because he's obviously an expert on a lot of things. I thought he was gonna start with Satoshi Nakamoto, but clearly it started way before. Okay.
No, we're gonna go meta.
Okay, clearly. Yeah. So get us to
So you got magic tricks. We know Star Wars.
Get us to 2009.
Maybe we chill out, let him explain.
Yeah,
himself.
Okay.
All right, so Dyson.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. So type three is Star Wars, right?
Okay.
Where they're galactic and they can travel to different galaxies. On this scale, we are zero, right?
Oh.
Because we get our energy from dead plants and coal, and our energy is brought to you by ExxonMobil.
Fucking novice. Yes.
Right?
Novice
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're noobs, yeah. We're like 0.7, theoretically.
Okay.
We did invent the wheel, so let's chill out.
We're getting there.
Sorry. And one was able to garner their energy from...
The stars. from its host star, but it gathers it from... Yeah, from
would
the sun.
Would that mean that solar is our power. First step That's to right. becoming type so, one? So let's we, fucking go.
So we nice. Are seeing evidence every day when we wake up that we are becoming a type one civilization. Got so for it. Example, type one language is English, right? Because it's a language that's spoken all around the world as a second language, pretty much. So that is a type one civilization's form of language. Our entertainment, our education, those are social medias now. We're connected by Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, all those. We are connected together with our...
You're just like, is it just my face? How I look? It's funny to you?
I think it looks funny too.
I do too. It's literally my trademark. Jeff, why are you clapping? There's no need for the applause. It was funny, but I don't think he had to do an ovation for it. Stood up out of his seat and shit.
He's like, finally, someone said it.
Something to him.
And it was the expert.
All right, go ahead.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yeah. So the type one's form of money that we have right now is the next biggest step.
Got it.
So the transition between zero to one is literally the most dangerous transition that a society can go through. Because maybe that's the reason why we're not finding intelligent life out there on Earth, because they just self-destruct by that time. Because what happens with type one is all this technology and information becomes what's called democratized, right? Like everyone has access to any kind of information, weaponry, anything else. So imagine if like a radicalized country gets a hold of how to build an atom bomb. Probably what happens? Probably not good.
But it is happening.
But it's literally happening right now.
Oh.
So in the next 90 to 100 years, that's going to be our transition to a type one. And the next phase is probably going to be the most important phase of our lifetime, which is a type one money.
Because that's what it's all about at the end of the day. Right?
Does that currency. Make sense where I'm going with this?
I know. All right. I see what you're doing.
All right.
Before we go too far into the rollover to type one, because I'm sure we won't get back to this to type two and type three.
Yeah.
Would the transition from type one to type two and three be transforming it from English to math so that you could have conversation with other
languages? Not necessarily. Okay. No. It's just a planetary language for us because it's spoken by everybody.
Got it.
But I could see how math might be a type three language because math is universal across the universe.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's how we communicated when we sent out the probe with the gold disc. It was just our music or math.
Right.
We're like, hey, here's where we're located. And we literally use math to try to, so it might be. That's a good,
okay.
Yeah,
all right, so let's get back to crypto. Go ahead.
But anyway, so yeah, type one civilization's form of money is, we think it's going to be crypto because it's like money for the world. Because every time you travel, you have to get like different currencies, right? There's like the yen, there's the ruble, and it sucks to have to convert your money. So imagine that we have access to a money that is global all across the world for everyone to use. So for the first time in human history, we have control over money. Because like if you ask like, what is money at the end of the day? Is influence, right? Mm. That's all it is. Money is influence and power. And for thousands of years, that power has belonged exclusively to the elite and to the governments of the world. Mm. Right?
So it's a the words I've been hearing are decentralized currency.
Nice.
I haven't got there yet.
Okay. So I go on your pace, though.
Illuminati.
No, okay. Oh, shit. Are we doing that?
No, I'm kidding.
No, we can't, for sure.
No, let's not go there right
as
now.
As long as you don't try to tell me that that's who stole the election.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, so.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Finally, we have control over our money. For the first time, it's a money that is democratized, that is made by the people, for the people, that is governed by the laws of mathematics, that is owned by literally nobody. Mm. And that's why they say it's decentralized. Mm. Because you cannot shut it down. It's literally like the internet right now. The Pandora's box has been opened, and now it's like, how do you shut it down? You can't, because there's no off switch. You cannot turn off the internet right now, unless we had like a solar flare or something where electricity just got fucked, right?
Gotcha.
But as far as what Bitcoin is, you cannot turn it off. It just is now. And so it's a money that for the first time in human history has not had to ask for permission to exist from our government. Because PayPal tried to do that originally. They wanted to create their own money. And the government shut them down. They were like, no, screw you. We're not giving up control.
Why did that not work, but crypto is?
Because the government can shut down a company or a CEO and throw them in jail. A company has no... It has no owner. It has no central point of failure. That's why they say it's decentralized.
We don't know who invented Bitcoin.
Not really.
Satoshi Nakamoto.
We have the nickname.
I hear this name. Who's this guy?
So this Satoshi Nakamoto, which was... So the whole crypto network was launched in 2009, right? And it was under the pseudonym, this fake name of Satoshi Nakamoto. But we think it's either a dude or a group of people that were really smart that just put this together. There's a few identities who we think he is, but you can just Google it and you'll find who they are. Okay. But it's like really debated and contested.
So then who's this guy?
So that's a dude who I think people thought it was. Dorian, yeah. He's a dude who lives in California, I think, actually.
You think they all start going up to her like, Satoshi, thank you so much. He's like, dude, I just mope.
No, somebody,
like, my name's Fred.
Who are you guys?
Dude, somebody literally asked that guy, was like, are you Satoshi Nakamoto? And he's like, I'm not involved in that project. I haven't been in a while. And apparently he was like a government contractor. And so when this came out publicly and the media just like attacked him, they were like, holy shit, are you Satoshi? He's like, no, I misunderstood the question. He's like, I thought you were talking to me about my government secret projects. No, I wasn't talking about that.
What?
So he totally denied it. And then something happened with Bitcoin where on some website that hadn't been active for forever was like, I am not Dorian Nakamoto. So it's like, whoever's behind it was like, no, this the guy's not it.
This is all scary.
Or that was him just being like, I need these guys to go.
Or literally it could have been that.
We interrupt this program to bring you a word from our sponsors. Every new year, all you hear is new year, new me. That usually means you'll be picking up better habits or trying new things. And if you take up a new hobby, it's even better when you have amazing audio that will make the experience even better. That's why I recommend wireless earbuds from Raycon. Whether it's following along to directions in the kitchen, bringing an audiobook while learning to knit, or powering through a new workout with a pumped up playlist in your ear, a pair of Raycons can make any activity easier and a better time. Raycon makes great sound accessible to everyone. Their wireless earbuds start at about half the price of other premium audio brands. And guess what? If you're thinking about having white stems dangling out of your ears, if you think that looks ridiculous, that's something you don't have to worry about with Raycons. They come in a range of stylish colorways, but also with a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look. And they don't just look great. Raycons perform wherever you take them with up to 6 hours of playtime, water and sweat resistant construction, and Bluetooth that pairs quickly and seamlessly. You've heard me say this before. So if you still don't have a pair of Raycons, I've really got to wonder why. Raycon's offering 50% off all their products for my listeners. And here's what you got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Logan. That's it. You get 15% off your entire Raycon order. So feel free to grab a pair and a spare. 15% off at buyraycon.com/Logan. Back to the program.
I have a question for you. Now you're saying that it's controlled by the people.
Yeah.
What happens when like taxes get involved? Because like the only thing that I'm sure of is I pay taxes and I'm going to die.
Right.
So like, at what point is the government going to get involved and be like,
dude, taxes?
That's the only two, like, you know what I mean? Right. Like, even religious people are like,
dude, taxes and Bitcoin are the best thing ever, because the way our taxes work right now is we have no real say over where our tax money goes. And so imagine with the use of blockchain, which we'll get into in a second, like what that is. Mm. But I guess we can get into it now. So how blockchain works, right? Because Bitcoin is based on something called blockchain technology, which is basically like, so imagine if you sent me a Bitcoin or I sent you one, right? Our little transaction gets put into what's called a block.
A ledger?
Yeah, but imagine like a Rubik's Cube.
Okay.
Like literally a Rubik's Cube, right? Yeah. But it's a small size. It can only fit so many little transactions before there's a new block that has to be made. But so all these transactions fit in the side of this Rubik's Cube, and you as a miner who has basically this person with a computer who's solving these equations, right? And the reason you're incentivized to do that is because once you solve the little Rubik's Cube, those transactions that you and I had sent between each other, they get confirmed or like verified.
Yep.
They're official. And that's every 10 minutes that these Rubik's Cubes get solved. Mm. And then they move on to the next block. These blocks are 1 megabyte in size. So they can only contain so many transactions before we have to move on to the next one, into the next one, into the next one. And so that's how our transactions get verified. And so anyone can participate in the network and be a miner and try to solve these. And whoever's computer is more powerful, they get the majority of the reward.
So, okay, so stop right there with that statement.
Okay. Does that make sense? Yes. Does everything make sense?
No. Yes. Okay. Well, let's make believe.
Well, yes, no.
I'm going to go ahead and say I don't understand it at all, because even if everything was Bitcoin now, I still think in my experience with money, whoever has the most of it is in control.
Well, hold on. So I haven't gotten to the tax part yet. So, okay, so it's decentralized in a way where everyone can participate in the network, right? It's kind of like torrenting, where like when you torrent a movie, not one real person really has the whole movie. It's like it's taking bits and pieces from everybody.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
And so Bitcoin has this like public ledger that you said, where every transaction and any action that happens on the blockchain is recorded on a public ledger that anyone can see what's going on. So the governments actually love Bitcoin because it's what's called pseudo-anonymous. It's not really anonymous, meaning if the government wanted to track what you were doing, they could. They could see where the code is going, into which wallet, right? So it's pseudo-anonymous. The beautiful part about that, though, is if we transitioned our tax system onto the blockchain, we would literally see where our governments moved money.
Ooh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That imagine like senators, like the Georgia Senate runoff elections we just had, where we could track, hey, where does this dude get his money from? Which companies? How much?
This is all just, there's a lot, we've just talked about so much. I just want to slow down for a second. This is all very scary stuff.
That's amazing.
It's amazing, and I agree with you, but you made a statement that was whoever has the most powerful computer controls the most, whatever, or this whole idea that cryptocurrency is decentralized and sticks it back to the powers that be.
Yeah, right.
What if all of the magicians, torrent nerds, Redditors, all of these people work for 10 years, 20 years to create a perfect new global currency, only to have government pass one law that says, yo, that's all ours now.
That's the beautiful part.
I get it. And I know, and this is just me playing advocate here.
No, I got a great answer for that.
Oh, okay. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. So the answer to that question is no government can ban it successfully, because where one country fails at accepting it, if the US is like, fuck crypto, you're going to go to jail. Switzerland is going to be like, come right on in.
I'm not as worried about law.
Does that make sense?
Why?
Because they want their businesses to be built in that country. Uh-huh. They're like, oh, economic power, more for us. Great. You fucked up the opportunity. Now we're going to build it in our country. So the whole world cannot systematically ban it, because where one country doesn't want it, 10 others will be like, please come to us.
What about when the entire ecosystem becomes decentralized,
right,
where that money is equal in weight in any country, and now now you have a ban that is a global ban, essentially.
It won't happen. Countries compete with each other for economic dominance. And so one country, if they ban it, another country will be like, well, if you don't want these trillions of potential dollars of business like growth, we'll have it.
Okay.
So it'll never happen.
What about just taking them?
They can't take them. As long as you have your private key, which is this like string of numbers, which you could literally memorize in your head. I mean, it'd be really hard to, but you write them down on a piece of paper, you hide them somewhere. And as long as you have that number, there is no physical wallet that you could have that if you lost or was destroyed, that you couldn't recover your Bitcoin from the blockchain.
Got it.
What about hackers?
And what happens if you lose that number or that number?
Then it's gone forever. Yeah.
So this could really fucking murder you. I got it.
Wait. So the solution to that we're working on right now, and by we, I don't mean like me and my team.
Yeah.
I don't mean like we, but like people that are way smarter than me. They're working on biometric identification, right? Okay. It's like your thumbprint.
Oh.
Right?
Cool.
So it's like it'll be attached to your identity somehow.
Okay.
So instead of a long ass string of numbers, it'll be like, yeah, just put your thumb right here.
Yeah, because I know some people who have gotten fucked.
Yeah,
they lost their key. Yes.
Or hacked. Like
compromised via some sort of...
So there's a difference between leaving your money on the blockchain and leaving your money on an exchange like Coinbase or Gemini.
Okay.
Because hackers can hack the exchanges, but they can't hack blockchain. They've tried for 12 years now, 13 years almost.
Give it time.
There is literally hundreds of billions of dollars at stake. That is the biggest honeypot we've ever had ever, and they've not been able to crack it.
You don't think they'll figure out a way?
One 11-year-old.
There's only one way that we can crack it right now, and that is quantum computing, which we don't have. It's like perpetually 10 years away.
But that's what I'm just getting at. It's like it's perpetually 10 years away, but like eventually it won't be. Eventually quantum computing will happen.
But there's a solution for that too, for Bitcoin. Like there's literally a backup plan. You know what it is?
No.
You've heard of it. I'm sure you've heard of it. It happened in 2017.
Entering the Dyson sphere.
Type 3. It splits. The chain splits.
Halving.
Not the halvening.
You split the blockchain.
You split the blockchain into two different coins, where one path is the hacked one, which is the original. What we have right now is called the SHA-256 cryptographic algorithm.
That's like the
security that backs Bitcoin, right? So it would split into two separate chains, where one of them would be the one that was quantum hacked, and the other one could be based on a completely new set of cryptographic rules that is not quantum computing hackable. Which is completely different, based on like different mathematics. Like
who initiates the split?
It's the miners. So remember that those people that like solve the Rubik's cube. Basically, it's the equivalent of them saying like, "Fuck these Rubik's cubes. Let's go to these other ones right here."
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So if you own one, or let's say 10 Bitcoin on one chain and it splits, you will own 10 on both.
Whoa.
Does that make sense?
Okay.
And then there will just be a drop in.
And there will be a consensus. Value. Yeah. Probably that one will like lose value.
Yeah.
But the consensus model will go with the new chain that is still functional.
Gotcha.
So it's like it can't really be destroyed, because when one gets destroyed, it splits into a different one.
How?
And so the natural next question that people ask is like, well, why can't you just like copy the chain? Like what happens? What stops the government or anyone else just copying the code of Bitcoin because it's public? Like what? Why can't we make a duplicate of Bitcoin?
Right.
And the reason we can't is because Bitcoin is not just the code itself. It is what's called a network effect. Those are all the businesses that are built on it, all the miners, all the people that are involved. You can't replicate that. You can't copy paste that. You can copy paste the code, but all the support and the infrastructure that is running Bitcoin cannot be replicated by a copy paste job.
At the highest level, in all, you know, like seriousness, it's not that wild of a pipe dream to imagine that this could actually take place. Like when you look at what's actually backing the US dollar,
right,
which is so important to people, and they spend their entire lives trying to buy houses with the US dollar, buy cars with the US dollar. The US dollar is a piece of paper backed by nothing but trillions of dollars of debt. So there's nothing there.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So it very much is becoming more and more believable that this actually can take place. But what it does, the byproduct of this actually happening, is the destruction of the elite. And I am just so curious to see how that happens and how
it's already happened.
I get so many
times, right?
Right.
In history, we've had a transformation from, like, we've used resources like gems and seashells. And then it was like, all right, cool, let's move on to something else. I found this thing called gold. And everyone's like, all right, that's the new thing. So if you had gold, you were the next transfer of wealth goes to you. After that, we had oil, right?
But didn't it seem like a lot of the people with the most gems, their kids ended up with the most gold and their kids ended up with the most oil?
Yeah, of course.
Do you know what I'm saying? So like at the end of the day, it's all generational anyways. Like you've got white kids in Greenwich right now, Connecticut, that are pumping bank accounts crypto wallets, filled with coins so that in 120 years, their kids are going to Yale. You know what I'm saying?
For
and
sure.
So it's still
nepotism. Yeah, for sure. That's always gonna be around.
One thing that's in my mind is that when you said like knowing where a politician moves his money or
transparency.
What I'm saying is I don't know if that necessarily would work, just because I believe every country is built off of a lot of dirty money, and I don't think they're gonna want to expose what they're actually doing.
Well, he's saying they don't have a choice.
I don't think they're going to let that happen. And that's what I mean. I don't think a country's going to do that, because they might want the money and power, but if it's going to flip the switch on them where they don't have a say on things, like that's where people go, okay, do I want money or power? And a lot of people want power. Money is just a vehicle to give you power.
Right.
So if you're going to trade in power for money, it's pointless in their eyes.
I get what you're saying, but in some ways, they just don't have a choice where technology is going.
Right.
At some point, the reason that the government can't just get rid of it is because it's about to become so relevant with the way that we use it every day that these politicians that we think are going to ban it, they're going to be like, wait, I can't ban that shit. I use it myself. Mm.
Does that make sense? Does the idea of those people that were always looked at as the enemy embracing the project scare you? You know what I'm saying? Like all the people that you're like, yo, these are the guys that we're trying to drain. All of a sudden they're like, Bitcoin, you're always welcome here, guys. Come on into the Senate. Let's talk about it. Like, does that scare the people that created this and getting in bed with the enemy?
I think they're completely clueless as to what Bitcoin really is about. Mm. Right now, all it is for most people is it's like, it goes up in value and I got rich, right?
Yeah.
That's all it is. But behind that, it's the most powerful tool that humanity has ever gotten. And they don't understand that yet.
Damn.
They don't get it.
Wow. I have one more question for you.
Well, you probably could do more even because we got some time.
Yeah, we got time.
Maybe. I only have one and that's it.
And then I'm out.
And I'm out leaving right after this question. I'm not even going to listen to your answer. My question is, what happens when the government's like, okay, cool, this is like actually in effect and it's moving. Fuck Bitcoin. We're going to bring all the brightest minds in the world to invent something equally as great as that.
Right.
But it's going to be under our control. And
they're doing that. They're literally doing that right now.
Is it a coin or is it a blockchain?
It's hilarious because that's why I'm saying they don't get it. Because they are trying to recreate the wheel, but instead of creating a wheel, they're like making it the most fucking complicated thing ever. So blockchain only works if it's going to be a decentralized kind of a thing. So what corporations are doing, they're like, guys, we restructured our banking system on the blockchain. I'm like, why the fuck would you do that? You already have a database to do it for you. Why would you want to complicate it with a blockchain? It doesn't make sense to have a decentralized, centralized tech. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It wouldn't work. It doesn't work. And so when they're like, we're advanced, guys, we get it. Come to us. We're advanced tech. It's like, dude, you missed the point.
Right.
It's not about having your database be decentralized because you fucking own it. You control it. That is not decentralized. By definition, it is not blockchain.
I'd like to
let me chime in.
Same
here,
time
please.
There.
Yeah. There's so much to unpack here.
Yeah, there is. There's a lot.
And I want to try to understand exactly maybe what a Bitcoin is before we go any further. So correct me if I'm wrong, but there is a finite amount of Bitcoin.
There is.
Correct?
21 million.
21 yeah. million. And how many have been mined thus far?
Around 18.
18 million. And how is a Bitcoin mined and how many are mined per day? You kind of already hit on it, right? Because are there miners sitting at supercomputers cracking equation until they what happens? Does a Bitcoin like pop up or like where does it go?
Yeah.
Is it in the ether? Like what happens?
Yeah. So imagine. So I don't have like the numbers off the top of my head how many are created a day, but I do know that I think by the year 2144, so in about 120 years from now, that's when the last Bitcoin is going to be mined from the block. God.
Why so long on the final?
Because what's called the halvening, right?
Oh, one I brought up earlier that had nothing to do with what we were talking about.
Yeah. Because every time these people solve these Rubik's Cubes, after a while, the difficulty increases.
Yeah.
And that's just to make sure that if tomorrow we didn't create computers that could just mine everything all out at once, we're making the difficulty be exponentially increasing over time. So that we slow down on what's called the inflation of Bitcoin so that it's not printed infinitely.
It's amazing.
Yeah. So it's like built into
it. That's insane.
Yeah. It gets difficult.
Insane.
So beautiful, right?
Who came up with this?
I don't know.
This is crazy.
Satoshi Nakamoto.
Is it a miracle? Is it a miracle that it happened? Or was this like a very calculated, like
I don't know.
Strategic objective with an endpoint?
It doesn't make sense because when people try to analyze like what the hell it was, there are so many things about it that it's like one person could not have created it because there's like cryptography and coding and economics and game theory. And it's like one person, there's no possible way they could know and hit upon all these points. Like you just said, like it's like magic. Like so many things came together in the most elegant way
ever.
It's
almost like a bunch of elite people got together.
Oh no!
Post.
I don't think it's.
I'm scared.
Yeah. It probably happened in a garage like earth. This.
I still want to know what happens when you know a miner. You know he's in his construction hat and he got his pickaxe over his shoulder and he's at his his supercomputer and he cracks the equation. Like, where does the new Bitcoin go? Is it his?
Yeah. So that's, from what I understand, divided amongst the miners that were participating.
Okay.
Of how much work they put into it, how much power and energy consumption.
What is that occupation called? What do you do for a living? I mine Bitcoin?
I mine Bitcoin. Yeah, I'm a miner, yeah. I'm under 18.
You're not a computer,
What is it, Jeff?
It's computers.
What are these kids?
Yeah.
What do these miners look like? Coal hats?
They're not sitting at the computer. The computer system.
So okay. So we used to be able to mine Bitcoin with this computer.
A laptop.
We were like literally a laptop. Yeah. People would just mine it with our gaming computer, and it was super easy. But then it got to a point where we had to create specific like ASICs, like these ASIC technology of these computer processors that were only supposed to be mining this stuff. And every cryptocurrency has its own like native, I guess, formula to mine it.
Okay.
Yeah, so exactly. So you see these, I think they're called Bitmain Ant Miner. You see that right there?
Yeah.
That one right there, yeah.
So if I buy these.
So no, that one used to cost like 12 grand. Now it's three because it's not as powerful as it once was. So you need a ton of these. Like people, like literally.
Entire rooms.
Dude, a month ago I was in some dude's garage. The whole garage was just everything was just all these
things. And he's a miner?
He's a miner.
And how many Bitcoin has he mined?
He's never told me. No one, like everyone is so secretive about this.
Yeah. And also he probably.
They don't want anyone to know. They don't want the government to know.
Right. His is probably like a novice setup compared to the ones that are. Oh, you know,
dude,
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, we've all seen the rooms at Google and Facebook with their data collection
for
computers.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm sure there are warehouses that have. Yeah. Maiko.
But here's what's crazy. So in 2017.
Oh, my dog. Maiko. Jeff. I love Jeff.
Always saying something over there.
He's the best.
Always saying something.
So you guys remember in 2017 how Bitcoin went to like 20 grand?
Yeah, I do. Because I tried to invest back then.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was
too risky
for my financial advisors to comfortably give me my own money to invest.
Fire them all.
And they didn't do it. No, swear to God. And they didn't do it. And so now I'm feel like I'm late.
Right. You're not late. So in 2017, there was a lot of FOMO, right?
Yeah.
But that was from what's called retail buyers, which are people like you and me, which are relatively not very rich, not billionaires, right? And so this time it's institutional FOMO, right? Yep. So now you have corporations, companies that are investing 1% of their portfolio, which is billions of dollars into Bitcoin.
Yep. Is that why it's so high right now?
That's what just happened.
Yes, that's what's happening.
Bitcoin's
right now.
Bitcoin's at $35,948.
So you have guys like, I don't know, Stanley Druckenmiller, like all these super respected hedge fund managers that are starting to be like, oh shit, I finally get what this is. Mm. And so they're like, all right, let's put 1% in.
Even the even Scaramucci got involved.
Yeah, yeah, right. I saw that.
What's
his
Scaramucci. Sky,
yeah,
right. Sky something.
Can a regular person buy now if it's that much money?
Yeah, because you can split a Bitcoin, right? A Bitcoin can be.
Yeah.
You can buy a fraction of a Bitcoin.
You can split 100 million ways, I believe, one Bitcoin, yeah.
Where's this going, man? Give me an exact target. I need to know right now.
Okay, that's a really easy example. So I think, and maybe I'm wrong, but I think that Bitcoin is going to surpass gold's market cap in about this decade, like in the next 10 years, the next 8 years probably.
What is that market cap? 200 trillion?
No, so gold's market cap is 10 trillion, right? I think Bitcoin's is, look it up. Is it 650 billion?
Bitcoin.
I think it's like 650. Yeah.
And just for people who don't know, the market cap is what exactly?
It's like the combination of all the money in that space.
Okay. $350 billion for Bitcoin.
No, that's incorrect. That's incorect. Yeah. It's in the 600s.
Well, so Bitcoin's market cap could hit with 1 trillion in 2021.
Yeah, but what is it right now? It's like 600. Go to CoinMarketCap right there. Yeah, yeah.
This?
Yeah, yeah. All right. Oh, there we go. 671. So divide, whoever has a calculator, divide 1,000 by 67.
I could do this.
Divide 1,000 by 67.
Divide 1,000 by 67?
Yeah. What does it say?
1,000 divided by 67. 14.9.
Okay, now multiply 14.9 times 36,000.
Yeah. That's where it's going. Oh, no. Oh, shit.
537,313.
Hey, Mom, can I have a few more dollars to put into my Bitcoin?
So that's going to happen this decade.
Yeah.
But that's not the end result. That's just like peanuts for now.
What?
Yeah, that's in the short-ish term.
So in 10 years, one decade, Bitcoin possibly be at?
If it becomes like a global reserve world currency like gold used to be, then it could be in the multiple millions per coin. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I'm rich.
Yes.
I bought
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. By that point, when Bitcoin is worth $1 million, like, stuff that you think you could afford right now would be 10 times the amount.
Oh,
right,
no.
Inflation, right? Yeah. So It's not so much that Bitcoin is going up in value as much as the dollar is falling in relation to it. Because as we pump more of dollars into the system, you need more of them to buy the same thing. And that's why it's increasing.
Okay.
Because we're pumping so much money into the system.
So basically what that means is if Bitcoin does that,
right,
then the result and what you make out of it is not as great as what people think it really is because of the relationship with what you have to buy with it. So my question is, there's a lot more inherent risk with a Bitcoin investment because the upside potential is blocked by the relationship to what it will cost to purchase things with said profits.
No, they're not that far off. It's not like such a close relationship. It's still you are literally taking more risk right now not owning Bitcoin than having it.
Oh my God.
Like not having it is screwing you more than having, it.
That's an insane statement.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
And there's more than one cryptocurrency, right? So again, there's a lot to unpack here.
So with Bitcoin right now, we're also going to see a lot of, I think this year, probably this year, I could see someone like Elon Musk or Tesla being like, hey guys, by the way, I put like 5% of Tesla's cash reserves into Bitcoin.
Oh my God.
Once that happens, it's going to be like a domino effect of like all these companies from the S&P 500, which are the top 500 companies in the US, right? Yep. They're going to start announcing the same thing. They're going to be like, oh yeah, we had some too. JP Morgan Chase, the bank, Jamie Dimon, the CEO, he's talking shit about Bitcoin. And I guarantee you at the time that he was, his bank was buying it.
Baller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
That's how you do it. What else would you do?
PayPal just announced something, right?
So they're starting to integrate it, which is another reason why it jumped. Yeah. Right. Because PayPal is going to do it. Yeah.
Mark Cuban said he'd run for president when Bitcoin hits a million.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
I hope he's alive by then. It's going to be like 15, 20 years probably.
Okay, that's insane. It's okay, there's more than one cryptocurrency, right? So even on this list.
Okay, so Ethereum is my second favorite.
Okay.
Or really my close favorite.
Most people's second favorite.
Yeah, it is the second favorite. It is the poster child of, and the difference between Bitcoin and Ethereum is that Ethereum is going to be like what's called the M1 global supply of money probably. So M1 is like economists call it, is all the physical money that's in circulation right now. That's like the coins and the physical dollars, right? So Ethereum is like, let's say we had a dollar. It's like you implanted a computer chip inside the dollar.
Okay.
It's like programmable smart money. So if I wanted to, I could be like, all right, if you guys visit my YouTube channel, I will pay you X amount of dollars if you complete it by this amount of time. I could put in qualifiers for you to do. It's called a smart contract. So if you fulfill on that request, then you get sent the money. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yep.
And the reason that's amazing is because of what's called DAOs.
Sorry about all that. It's my mom.
Pick it up. Mom's more important.
All right.
We always pick up for Cam.
Hey, Ma.
Hi.
We're on Impulsive. Is everything okay?
It is. I was calling to make sure everything was okay with you.
So everything's great. Got Bitcoin. Learning more about Bitcoin. We're on Impulsive.
Okay, we'll talk later.
All right. Bye, Ma.
Bye.
Bye, Pam.
That's awesome.
Okay.
I love my parents.
So yeah, Ethereum. It's a USD with a chip inside it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the more transactional type of crypto.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. So what's cool is like Ethereum is gonna allow us to do what are called DAOs, which are like the fancy word for it is decentralized autonomous organizations. Uh-oh. Which is basically like a company without any of the governance structure. So that's going to disrupt entire industries. So let's take a look at like real estate, right? When you buy a house, you have to get a real estate agent. You have to go find the house. You have to get funded for it. You have a buyer's real estate agent, a seller's real estate agent. Like it's a whole crazy process. Why couldn't I just talk to you and be like, can I buy your house?
Yeah.
Like why couldn't it be that simple?
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen with Ethereum.
Very cool.
Ethereum's going to be like, hey, I got this house locked in this smart contract. If you send me X amount on Ethereum, it's automatically yours once you fulfill this parameter.
This is so cool. Does each one of these have a different shtick or characteristic that specializes it?
It does, yeah. But I don't like any other ones other than the top two.
Really?
No way.
You're anti Dogecoin?
Dogecoin is awesome, dude. The goodest coin.
You don't fuck with Litecoin?
either? No, I don't. I'm not saying they're not legit. I'm not saying that. I just think that if I have one good idea that's my best idea is never going to be as good as my second best idea.
Got it.
Hold on. Yeah, okay. but they're also, they each have USPs or differentiating factors, right? So that statement seems odd to me because if you told me, okay, I really like Mercedes-Benz,
right,
I wouldn't expect you to really like BMW, but I might expect you to really like Coca-Cola. You know what I'm saying? These are completely different.
I would rather be like, why would I buy Coca-Cola or BMW or Mercedes when I could buy the guy who literally makes the parts for all of those? Does that make sense?
So Ethereum, so all of this is off the back of Bitcoin and Ethereum, like all of the other...
Not really, okay. But I suspect that Ethereum will be able to do virtually everything all of these other ones will try.
But aren't some of the coins that are coming out now simply just backing for businesses that exist in a more normal environment? I wish Broido was here to talk about the ones he was bringing up, but like...
I know.
Yeah, do you have one, for example?
OMG, Algo.
Yeah, I've heard of them. Yeah, like Omisigo. Yeah, yeah.
And what are those?
I don't really follow them. I'm just saying that I think that Ethereum will be able to do virtually everything all these other ones are trying to do.
Got it.
But I think at the end of the day, there's probably going to be like 3 to 5 at the most cryptocurrencies that are going to be the top dog in 10 years from now.
And you don't know which...
I don't know which ones, but I think it's for sure going to be Bitcoin and Ethereum.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah, they've pretty much
they've established it, yeah.
Ethereum was it created by a kid?
Vitalik Buterin, Russian guy, yeah.
A 17-year-old? Yeah, was he 17 at the time?
He's like a genius.
An accident, right? Or what happened?
No, I mean, he's like a genius.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have to be super rich?
I don't know. Well, now he is, but yeah. I don't think he was. Right. Yeah, he was... Dude, oh my God. Brilliant.
Backing this up a little bit to how it continues to affect the society that we live in, yeah, right? Because at the end of the day, like, this is still only conversation that affects people who have money to put into this stuff, knowing that you can't do anything with it right now except for get that money back. So like, if there's a grandmother out there or a mother or someone who is struggling to pay their rent,
yeah,
they don't care about this episode of Impulsive all that much.
Right.
Like if they're like, yo, I don't have my rent money for next month.
Right.
When is all of this going to start to be utilized in actual society? When am I going to get to Stop and Shop to buy a piece of meat for my brisket for me and my kids to eat that night and be able to use cryptocurrency to pay for it?
The way it's going to happen is we're going to transition into blockchain tech and you'll never know that you're using it.
They're going to just pull a trick on
it. It's going to be behind the scenes. It's not right now. There's all hype about like blockchain this, blockchain that. But like you as a consumer will not, you don't care. Like you just said, grandpa, grandma, like what do they care about blockchain this, blockchain that? Just like how easy is it to use? Can I use it? Is it simple for me to understand? And that's it.
Well, what I'm saying is if I have $260 right now, total.
Right.
That's my net worth.
Sure.
And I'm watching this show because somebody out there has $260.
Sure.
What if I could invest in Bitcoin,
yeah,
but I needed access to that? Like if I go to the store, I want to use a little bit to buy some gas or something like that.
You don't want to use it right now. It's not a very stable currency and it won't be stable for a long time. There's going to be a lot of volatility in the meantime.
Right.
So it's not a use case scenario just yet.
Can you even use it?
Like you can. Oh my gosh.
What can you buy with Bitcoin?
Certain places.
Pretty much everything. There's a lot of payment processors and like credit card companies that have already integrated blockchain and cryptocurrency. When you literally pay with your credit card, you are paying with crypto. But why would you want to do that if you paid for like the dude who bought like whatever pizza for however many Bitcoins, right?
Because it appreciates.
Because it went up in value, right? So why would you want to use it?
So what's the correct way to...
That's literally why Bitcoin is growing in value, because it is swallowing all the fiat money that is out there. Like all the bad money that is government money is being like sucked up, Dysoned.
Dude,
it's sucking up all this shitty currency and it's growing in value, so you probably don't want to spend it. You want to use it as a hedge against the current system.
Is this what HODL means?
Yeah.
What the fuck is HODL?
HODL is like, dude,
H-O-D-L,
through
HODL.
Thick and thin, you just got to hold it.
It's a slang term, right?
It is. Some dude misspelled the name hold because he was like, fuck, HODL it.
All the Bitcoin collectors are saying HODL.
Yeah.
So just hold your Bitcoin indefinitely.
Hold it indefinitely. 60% of Bitcoins haven't moved, I believe, in the last year or two years.
What inning are we in right now for Bitcoin? Are we in the first inning still? Like, has this game just started?
I think it just started.
Nice.
I think it just started.
Can I buy my Bitcoin on institutional sites like Robinhood, or should I only be buying
great
it
question
on
yeah good question
Coinbase?
Don't buy, oh god, they're gonna, yeah, no, I wouldn't shit, buy I wouldn't go buy Bitcoin on like free, I'm gonna say don't buy it on free exchanges that are like buy it for free. The reason you don't want to do that is because none of them allow you to have access to your private keys, so that you can't send your Bitcoin to somewhere else. And like what I do with my Bitcoin is like once I buy it on Gemini, I will send it to a service called BlockFi. They don't pay me to like say anything, but got that's it just what I use.
Yep.
But I send it over there and it gets me, I think, 6% interest on my money, which is fucking
on top
insane.
Of your,
wait, wait, on price of the, on top of the growth.
Wait.
Yeah. It's insane. Okay, for reference, the stock market grows 7% in value per year on average.
Yeah.
Right? This company, like all these crypto companies, they're basically loaning out money. They're loaning out Bitcoin to people that need the loans.
Okay.
And in return for holding it there, it's like a glorified savings account. You just hold it there on a what's called a hot wallet because it's online, and they pay you 6% annual interest on that money.
Just
for holding
just
it.
Just to hold it.
Just to hold it.
Why?
Because they're lending your money out to people as loans.
Okay.
Right.
Wow.
But you can withdraw it at any time. It's not like you don't have access to it. You could withdraw at any time.
And you trust this random company?
So that company is backed by Gemini. They're partnered up. So Gemini, the Winklevoss twins, right? Yep. They're like
oh, they've been huge on
yeah
hodling.
Yeah, they're
big
huge
hodlers.
So they're partnered with BlockFi.
Yep.
Yeah, so all of the most of the money that is on BlockFi and Gemini is in a cold storage. I believe 90% of the money they have isn't even online.
Tell us the difference between cold and hot storage.
So hot storage is on a website,
got
right
it.
So that is susceptible to being hacked by hackers, right?
Yep.
But cold storage is on the blockchain, which we talked about before, which is not hackable unless you're doing quantum computing, which we don't have. So that's the difference.
And it's a physical, it holds your money, like you need
cold storage?
Yeah,
it is.
Right?
It can be literally on a piece of paper, though.
What's it called? Is it a, what's a treasure? Is this a
treasure?
Help.
I mean, I don't, there's a lot of them out there. Okay. I don't know if you want to plug like a specific one
did
or
I,
not.
Did I just do that?
Yeah. Well, you just,
well, I don't use Trezor. I use Ledger, but Trezor, Ledger Nano got like, their emails got, there was a phishing like hack.
Oh, someone went fishing.
Yeah.
With miners.
What'd they catch?
With Dysons. They sucked up all the fish. No, you know, like they sent out a bunch of emails to customers and they were like, hey, log in here. And people were like, okay.
Oh, no.
So,
classic.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like an OG.
OG.
Like,
oh. Yeah.
Oh, it still happens
phishing,
all the time.
Yeah.
People fall for it.
But it did. They didn't hack the device itself. It was just the emails. The emails have nothing to do with the actual physical device.
You said something sense really interesting. I mean, besides everything you said about a minute ago. What was it? What were we talking about? The Gemini thing. Okay, what you do with your Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Okay, so you use Gemini.
I do.
I did Coinbase today.
Coinbase is great.
Okay.
Coinbase is great.
And why use Gemini over Coinbase? Or
because Coinbase works closely with the IRS and they've kind of like given them data. Yeah, and then Gemini is a little bit more like by the books and like really strict.
Okay.
And they're a little bit more of a premium option, but like for some reason I'm like, oh, I think they're safer.
What is it? What's the cost look like on it? On Gemini?
I don't remember off the top of my head what the cost
is. Is it a premium based on purchasing or is it a membership?
If you use their active trader platform, which is like a really, it looks like a F-15 fighter jet interface, which like I hate those.
Yeah.
Then it's basically free. You can like, if you learn how to use it, it's not that hard. It'll take you like 10 minutes to learn it.
I'd rather just pay, man.
I do too. I just pay.
It's like the Robinhood Gold. Like
exactly.
They have like different options.
Exactly.
And the Winklevoss twins are behind Gemini.
Yeah.
Who are behind your, what's the company that does the 6% interest on your Bitcoin?
BlockFi.
And they're behind BlockFi?
Yes. Gemini, they're not behind it, but they're partnered together.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm reading here. They used $11 million from their $65 million payout from their Facebook lawsuit against Zuckerberg to invest in Bitcoin back in 2013.
And it made them a billion.
A billion.
Yeah.
More than 1 billion.
Yeah. Kind of funny, right? Like, ironic.
They did good.
Still a little short of mark, but.
Yeah, still a little short of mark.
That's insane.
Can't be too.
How much was it back then?
Back when?
120.
100, yeah.
$120, yeah.
Yeah.
No. 120.
I believe it, yeah.
$120, yeah.
20, what, 12?
I think the biggest thing about all this is that scares me is the idea that your Bitcoin can be hacked.
And to what capacity? Like online?
Yeah.
So just risk what you want, or no, don't risk any of it. It's just my theory is if you're going to have money, it should always be earning interest. Otherwise, what's like, you should be putting it to work, right?
Yeah.
It should be earning something. But if you don't want that and you're like, ah, I don't have the risk tolerance for it, just keep it on the blockchain. And that you won't earn interest, but it'll be in the safest place possible.
I'm talking about not on the...
Oh, you're talking about just in general the blockchain getting hacked, like quantum computing?
No. I'm talking about like an individual targeted attack.
Yeah.
Because XYZ knows that you have a lot of money stored in your wallet somewhere.
Right.
One of your wallets.
You mean like if you get kidnapped?
Dude, I've seen it.
I mean, yeah, it happens, right?
Yeah.
That's not a knock against Bitcoin, though, or the tech.
No. It scares me because it's gone forever.
Yeah, for sure. You just have to be smart with it and remember your stuff. Write it down.
Okay.
Put it in a safe. And make sure no one sees your private key.
It says our friend Satoshi.
Satoshi?
Yeah.
Satoshi.
Satoshi Nakasoto is the richest Bitcoin owner.
Yeah, he is.
He has 1.1 million BTC.
But wait,
he's not a real person.
I don't think he's alive. He's probably not alive anymore.
Really? What if Satoshi Nakamoto is actually Jack Ma?
Nah, I doubt it.
Jack Ma's gone. Where is he? Do you know where Jack Ma is?
Where's Jack
he's
Ma?
He's in my closet. Yeah.
Is he actually? Yeah. Bro, where the fuck is Jack Ma, dude?
I mean, the government took him to probably like a reformant camp.
It's happening a lot. There's a big problem in China with business people.
Yeah,
right now,
yeah.
Right?
Censorship all the time. Yeah.
Fucking Jack Ma, dude. He's such a good guy.
Dude, it's crazy.
I get overwhelmed when people tell me about Bitcoin.
It is so overwhelming. Yeah.
Asking questions about Bitcoin. What the fuck are you doing? What are you doing?
Can you show that, please?
Why are you shoving that banana?
Is Riley Reed back on the show
on
today?
A pedestal.
What are you doing? What the fuck are you doing?
You are literally
piercing a
banana. What just, even is this? Just, what are the fuck are you doing? So you have a contraption here where you took a metal straw and put it in a funnel and
look what's shitting out of the bottom of it. Did you see that?
It's not gonna work.
Dylan.
That's like all right.
I hate what you've done.
I think they sell this product to Adam and Eve. Wait, what is that? Wait, keep sticking the straw in it like when it shits the banana out the bottom. Watch.
This is horrible.
Dylan, but the bigger question is, I understand it's not as successful as you thought, but what are you doing? Like, why are you
gonna hold it up and just gonna flick the card at it?
Card flicking,
dude. I'm so rusty on that.
So I've been asking questions about Bitcoin for years, and it's such like an abstract concept.
It took me forever to figure it out. Like I started in 2012, and I was like, "This is cool." I was like, "Let me buy it at $100," and I couldn't figure it out. I was like 23 at the time.
How many Bitcoin did you buy in 2012?
In 2014, it was my first time I bought them. I bought six of them for like $300 a piece.
Oh my god!
And then
I wish you had bought 1,000.
Dude, I bought a drone with those fucking six Bitcoin.
No! You should have hodled.
I know. I didn't get Bitcoin. I was like, "What is it?" And then I saw it go down. I'm like, it's just a fugazi, right? And I was like, "There's no way that Bitcoin's this hype." Like in 2017, it came back. I was like, "Why?" And that's when I like really got it.
Are there any downsides to Bitcoin?
Downsides.
Any negatives to cryptocurrency? Or is it all just, this is the future, dude. We're approaching phase one.
I think so. But downside is like, you just have to take precautions about it. Just be smart. Don't be reckless. And don't start buying alts because you're like, wow, Bitcoin's the future. And then some other altcoin is going to be like, yeah, you don't understand. But then this, and they're going to promise you the world. Like, this is going to change. That's going to change. And you're going to be like, this is great. This is the future. Because that's what happens. And then you get screwed. You start experimenting with like different altcoins.
Mm. And talk to me about NFTs, non-fungible tokens.
Oh God.
Digital art.
You're talking about like when it's attached to like an asset where they're, yeah. So I think you're talking about like, what is it? It's you're attaching identities on the blockchain. Like, so like, because it's an immutable, like you can't change the public ledger.
Yep.
You're basically, it's called like tokenization. That's the word.
Okay.
Where it's like, you take your Charizard card that you pulled, right?
Yep.
You could be like, all right, I'm going to do an ICO of a Charizard. And you're like, I'm going to issue 50% of the equity of this Charizard, which by now is like, what, 300 grand or something?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to, 150 grand, I'm going to issue tokens, right?
Okay.
Each token is worth X amount.
Mm-hmm.
You can invest in that token.
That's so cool.
So now you have literally like fractionalized ownership for people. You'll be able to do that with cards, with your house, with literally... you as a career, Logan Paul, you'd be like, yo, I just want my own coin. If you want to be a part of my success and my yearly like salary that I make, I'm going to issue 10% of my equity of myself and I'm going to tokenize X percent. And you, if you want, if you believe in my future, you can invest in me and you'll own a fraction of my income where maybe you'll get dividends like interest payments based on what you own.
And I, that's an ICO, yeah?
That's
basically
sort of it. Yes, it would have to go through an ICO.
Do they actually own a part of your actual body? Like, could they come and claim
a
small percentage of
your
arm?
That's a great question. That's left up to the courts, right? That's going to be
imagine that, like, they're, you know, like,
cool. Isn't that cool though, dude? That's amazing.
Oh, you got it, Dylan.
I got it.
Yeah, you stuck the banana on the funnel.
Yeah, I just went straight to the
way to go. Okay, cool.
It looks really deep. Like the whole thing is in there though.
Yeah. What?
All right, guys. <We're> professionals. okay, yeah, I might find myself in doing something like that in the future. Because there's celebrities with coins,
right?
The Yachty coin, huh?
Acorn. Oh yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people that are gonna start doing that once it becomes normalized, and if we can get like the courts to, you know, honor it, like if there's disputes. Then yeah, I think it's going to be a big thing.
Where does it stop?
What do you mean?
I don't know. It just seems like people are just like, you know what? My table is now 4 coins. Buy them, and people are like, yeah, table coin. Like, where the fuck is this end, bro?
I don't know. I'm gonna sell my bathwater though.
Yeah, like people are already doing that.
Shit, yeah.
Can you buy Belle Delphine's bathwater with Bitcoin?
Let's ICO it.
If she was smart,
she would start accepting.
For sure.
Let's ICO it, yeah.
I think I'm going to sell one of my first edition booster boxes.
Really? You have another one?
Uh-oh.
Bro.
Have another one.
I thought you only did that one.
Oh, my friend.
What?
Have a bunch.
What?
I think I want to sell one of them with some sort of cryptocurrency.
Really?
I think it'd be cool.
That'd be great.
Cool transaction.
That'd be great.
Yeah, because
I'm in.
It appreciates.
It does.
Do you want to buy one right here, right now?
Are you going to charge like 15 grand again?
Give him a discount.
First edition. So much more.
Is it more now?
The first edition boxes are like 350.
What about a single booster pack?
Single booster pack from the...
Yeah.
Is it unweighed? You don't know if it's heavy.
Oh, you're not weighing them.
No.
Right. Okay.
So I don't know. I don't know. Right. We'll figure it out.
That's fair.
Yeah, I want to do another break soon. And I want to attach a crypto element to it. I think this is
I think you have the platform to do it in a way that I think is going to get a lot of traction.
Yeah. It's such a fascinating...
It's phenomenal.
Futuristic.
Yeah. It is, yeah.
Progressive movement.
It's
that's
so
why.
Cool.
That's why it excites me.
Yeah.
Type 1 stuff.
It is type 1 because now you have a planetary civilization that can get involved in your career on a global level.
Yep.
It's like, I want to invest in you.
Yep.
Like never before has that been possible.
That's so cool. That's so cool.
Yeah.
I have some stuff planned.
Yeah.
I can't wait to announce it. But the government has to hate cryptocurrency.
For now, they just don't understand it and they're scared of it. They don't hate it. They don't get it yet. Because all the people that run our government, they're grandpa, grandma. They're like, what's the internet?
Yeah.
Like,
blockchain.
They don't get it. They're not going to get it. That's going to be our generation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does anyone else have any Bitcoin related or cryptocurrency related? It's so much to digest.
Dude, there's so much to talk
about. My brain hurts, dude, from all of this calculations and metaphysical.
Do you want to try to slice this banana with a card?
I'm not going to be able to do it.
Yeah, you are.
I haven't done it in so long.
Why not? You don't do this?
Because it doesn't pay well. Because YouTube pays better.
Dude, can you do a card trick?
Yeah.
Like a magic trick or like a
can I get my cards?
They're Bitcoin cards, correct?
No, I had a deck, right? It's opened it.
Oh, there we go.
Okay. They're Bitcoin cards?
They are. Hold on. All right. Can I have you pick one?
yeah, sure.
Yeah?
All
right.
Choose carefully, George.
Tell me when to stop, George.
Stop.
Right here?
Yep.
All right. Take this.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. All right. Where am I playing a camera? That right there?
That one. The one guy in the yellow shirt.
All right. I'm going to tear this card, see if you can hear it. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that last part there.
Hold on to that.
You want to hold it?
Hodl it. Hodl.
We're going to dice in it. All right. Well, I'm not going to get anywhere near anyone. I'm going to be right here. Fair? Is everything so fair?
Yeah. Looks good.
It's gone. Where's it at? Logan, you've been sitting right there. I haven't come anywhere near you, right?
Not that I know.
Look what's right there.
Where?
Under your microphone?
No, stop.
What? Wait, what? Where is it? Wait, what? How did
is
you
it
that?
Is it the same? Match it up. Match it up.
Hey, man.
No, he said, Matt, literally give us the card because I'll fucking leave right now.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
How's that possible?
How did you do that?
It's fucking blockchain.
So how much is that blockchain?
It's blockchain.
Did you mind that?
Did you mind this?
Bro, that's not okay.
I know.
What you just did is not okay. Yeah, and yeah, is also, down. Like I said earlier in the show, very closely related to blockchain in my eyes. And,
it is.
And Bitcoin. Like you just...
The magic of finance.
I mean, it's decentralized peer-to-peer instantaneous cryptocurrency. Obviously.
But the question is... Was this your card?
That's just crazy.
Yeah.
Good for you, man.
Why do you do it off of a Bitcoin card?
I don't know. But this is just cards that like I make, but I don't sell them. I should.
You said you're friends with Graham Stephan?
Yeah.
He bought a pack.
He bought a pack. Dude, I was going to buy a pack from you.
You should have.
I should have. But I had 6 Wade packs in my card on eBay. And then you're like, all right, you dropped that video. All of the packs instantaneously tripled and gone.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I think Pokemon's just getting started.
I just think at some point it has to peak because it's unlike decentralized currency. It's not currency. They're just playing cards. So like, at the end of the day, like what does it go to?
Just playing cards?
Well, great, beautiful, life-changing, magical playing cards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Watch your fucking mouth.
Sorry.
But
I'm just saying like, where does it end?
It's art, dude. So I'm fucking with base set, first edition stuff.
Right, this is blue chip stocks.
Blue chew stocks.
Satoshi Nakamoto.
Bluetooth.
Bluetooth. Yeah. So Pokemon, Bitcoin, you know, they go right there. I don't think we've peaked. No.
No, not in the long term.
Look at what you're doing.
Yeah, I just saw that. That was weird.
Oh, yeah, dude. I don't need the microphone's in my way.
Wow. Whoa.
Wow. One more time. Here you go.
Wait, these are called L cuts. These are pretty dope.
Whoa. How did they find you to do the cardistry? I didn't even know that was a word. The cardistry in Now You See Me Too. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yo, this is insane.
Wow.
Whoa.
Oh, this is dope. This is dope.
You're like Jeremy Piven in Smoking Aces.
Whoa.
He had no trouble unlocking a girl's bra at all.
Oh, absolutely. None. Not.
He was like this. And then every girl was like, shit.
You've been unlocking more bras after Bitcoin was blew up or what?
Yeah,
I would assume.
Mind them.
Mind them.
Can I try to slice this banana?
Yeah, yeah.
Should we all try to slice this banana?
Try it.
All right. That was nice.
Hold on. I got to show you this. This is the guy to do it.
Whoa.
almost killed me.
Whoa. Where should I go?
So you want to hold it like this?
Yeah.
So if you're at home, take a card or a credit card. hold it. So you're a righty, right?
Yeah.
Who's a righty? You guys are all ready?
Yeah.
All right, I'll be ready. So hold it here on the corner in the upper left-hand corner like this.
Yeah.
And you can see how it's like loose a little bit, but it's enough to hold it. So when you do this, when you kick it out, the momentum of the card will come out naturally and it'll like just uncurl your hand. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Oh, you almost killed Dylan.
Yeah, there we go. You sliced it. Look at that.
I sliced that nana.
You sliced the tip of the dick off.
Well, that would have killed me.
Yeah. So if you use like your body into it, you know, like
we're throwing cards at a banana.
Like it really.
Someone's gonna slice
Ooh,
it.
Ooh, that one sounded like.
Whoa, Justin! I'm sorry. Oh, are you alive or did I sever your body in half?
No. Okay, he's alive. That one was a whip too.
Oh yeah, I don't want to. Yeah, I don't want
to. Oh my god, yo, duck! Some of these are lasers.
Right here.
Oh what? That what?
Oh, careful.
I'm sweating.
Yeah.
Oh, you hit it twice.
Yeah. Oh,
my hand fell off. Oh, you know what? I have to be in motion. Like,
yeah. If you.
Oh, shit.
You just like put your body into it, you know, like.
Oh!
It's not going to be able to slice it because I think that the steel rod is in the middle of it.
Oh, that sucks. But shouldn't it stick at least?
No. Not a nice banana.
Nice shot.
Did you hear that?
Wow. Oh, shit.
All right, fuck this banana. Why'd you give us an indestructible
banana? Oh, it's sliced. Somebody sliced it.
Yeah, it's been.
Oh! Oh!
There you go.
You threw a Polaroid.
Oh, okay. That's a Polaroid. All right.
A Polaroid.
I'm sorry.
Do it with a credit card.
Do it with a credit card?
Just going to kill somebody.
Oh, I got that.
See right here, guys? This is the future of investing in America.
Oh, God.
At work. These are going to be the people that own the institutions in the future. Like,
this is a magician, and now we're going to give you investing advice.
Are there any other more up-and-coming, exciting investment opportunities?
You see? Let me know. When are you ICOing? I want to be part of this.
Yeah. I think it's going to make some waves. I think it's going to be cool. We got a thing coming.
That's going to be cool, man.
Why does Amazon not pay taxes?
Because they keep their money offshore and our laws allow that. And so they save a lot of their money.
Explain how that works.
I'm not 100% familiar with how it works. Like the specific mechanics of it, I'm not like a tax attorney.
Because they employ so many people. They have a ton of infrastructure in the United States.
Like, yeah.
They exploit a bunch of loopholes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
There's a bunch of loopholes that protect big corporations from paying taxes. Jeff Bezos pays taxes.
Sure.
He pays taxes.
Sure.
The corporation that is Amazon doesn't pay taxes because they employ hundreds of thousands of people.
Right.
And by the way, I'm not saying this is right or not right. But there's a consensus that the gain for the country off of them being a corporation is greater than what their tax payment would be.
Sure,
if that makes sense.
Absolutely, yeah.
But I don't know the specific laws either.
Not a tax attorney. Yeah, I don't know.
Hire those people.
Yeah,
that's mad cool, man.
Thank you.
Where'd you get that question from? Just randomly?
It was on my list, and I'm also curious because it's crazy to me, right? Like. I read somewhere that they didn't pay taxes, and that doesn't make any fucking sense.
Well, how much did Donald Trump pay? It was like a couple $100, right?
Oh, yeah, that's true, too.
Yeah.
It's a lot weirder when a person pays it. Republican tax cuts 2017, carry forward losses from years of the company not being profitable.
By the way, here's what happened today, right? So the Senate runoff elections, right?
Yeah.
So the Democrats took both the seats in the Senate. So now we're going to have a Democratic Congress and a Democratic president, right?
Yep.
So now, just stimulus for all. $2,000 stimulus checks, like just money for everybody.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's all it really is. It's just waves of back and forth. You know what I'm saying? The bigger thing that will happen, by the way, and you said that on the course to being a step one civilization, that decentralized currency would be the biggest step.
Yes.
Centralized government, or sorry, a unanimous government without two-party system is actually the biggest fucking
step. Yes, that would be. That would be a planetary rule of governance type of thing.
You know what I'm saying?
And we could use technology, blockchain, to basically make sure that it's all transparent. We have access to it. That we can see where the money's going, right? But what I was saying with the Senate, so now that the Democrats have control over everything, this is why Bitcoin is pumping and it's going to continue to go. Because free money for everyone, what does that do? You flood the economy with more money, right?
So is Bitcoin a liberal platform?
Libertarian.
Yeah.
Libertarian, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not authoritarian.
No. Not, yeah.
So they don't fuck with Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A ain't going to be taking Bitcoin anymore.
I don't think so, no.
Just then, Logan Paul throws up massive gang signs. Less impulsive.
What are you doing over here? What are you doing?
I'm doing what you're doing.
Without cards.
All right, I think that's all we got. I think that's all we got.
Don't forget to hodl.
It does.
Don't forget to hodl, eh?
Hold on, let me see if I can.
Oh, no. Where are you going?
Wait. All right, so hold on.
Is that Bitcoin?
We got more tricks?
There's no, you didn't see that. So imagine Bitcoin is like, was once $4, right? I might totally screw this up.
How about organized? All your faces are the same.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's real
money.
So there's not much you could do with $4, right? Nowadays. Watch. Camera. Right here.
Yep. Whoa.
Wow.
Ah, that was sick.
Wow.
Did you do that with my money?
Yeah.
Is that what Bitcoin does?
You just 100x your money. Hi. Wow, very cool.
Stupid.
So that's what Bitcoin does?
Yeah, it does. It appreciates.
Oh, hell yeah.
Never mind. That's how we got the woman's bra to pop. He's like, you got $4 in your hip? There you go, toots. And she's like, oh my God, we get this fucking thing up.
It Dysons.
All right, Andre, bro, thanks for coming on Impulse.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. I appreciate you, bro.
Thank you.
Now we know more and more about crypto, and hopefully you guys do too. And if you're smart, maybe invest a little bit in the cryptocurrency.
Do it.
Thank you for watching. Hit that subscribe button. Ladies and gentlemen, we love you, and we will see you next week. They're starting to renovate our set, finally. It's going to be happening. following week. So we'll see you next week. Hit that subscribe button. We love you. Bye.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.